Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to Build, Grow, Enjoy Radio. It is midweek Wednesday, 4/25/2012, and it is 12 p.m. sharp, and it's cloudy, but yet, as usual, beautiful Southern California, San Diego, and Los Angeles Bay. 3 p.m. Atlanta, lines are open, 347-215-8709, live chat, you chatters, buildgrowandenjoy.com. Just want to send a shout-out to J.A., Jamaica, West Indies. I see you guys out there live with us today, and I'm just excited to have you guys join us because, you know, one of your family's here to speak with us today. So, as we are all aware that knowledge is power, and that is the core foundation for BGE Radio, and today we are focusing on our leaders of tomorrow with a very special guest today, Working Diva, On the Move, life coach, teacher, and education coordinator. I mean, it's just so many words for this lady. She is really making a difference in the lives of our youth today. And she will be not only speaking on the journey of success that she is on and has been blessed with, she will be also speaking on a program nationwide that is pretty much changing the lives of our youth and on their journey of success. So, hola, Miss Señorita Bitt, how are you? Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy Radio.
Hola, I am fabulous. I'm so excited to be here, and big ups to Jamaica as well. Don't let the accent fool you. I'm a Jamaican girl through and through to the core, left young, but it's still with me. So, big ups to the Rock and to you, Kalithia.
Thank you. And like they say in Jamaica, how do you do it?
Yes, absolutely.
So you are calling live from the OK, and that's Tulsa, Oklahoma, that is. So how is everything over there in Oklahoma?
It's beautiful. It is a nice hot day today. We had a chilly weekend, but it's really, really nice today and sunny and gorgeous. So we're doing well here in OK.
Awesome. So, Tanil, it is so important that, you know, our leaders of tomorrow are given the opportunity to be placed on the path of success. So, like I said, it's just an honor to have you on the show today to share this opportunity with the listeners that can change some of their children's lives, or even some of the youths that are listening that can change their lives. Maybe they can tell their parents about it. But not only that, you're here also to share your story, your success story as you go on your journey for words of encouragement. So let's begin by letting everyone know, who is the working diva, Miss Tanila Bitt?
Right. So Tanila Bitt is a lifelong learner. I am a passionate woman who is focused on purpose, focused on making a difference positively, focused on using my voice. I am just a woman in love with life and in love with every opportunity that has found me. And I mean literally a lot of them have found me. And, you know, just being prepared and in the right space is the key. So those are just a few bits about me.
Right. Well, you know, I want to dig a little deeper because you have an inspiring story. And, you know, a lot of people need to hear that, you know, that there's always hope. There's always the words of encouragement. You know, on my last show, we were speaking on that, is what a lot of people need. And you came here, as you say, you know, in your bio, that as an immigrant, straight from Jamaica, and you just took the opportunity and ran with it. So talk a little more about that. Just to encourage some people that are listening.
Absolutely. So, you know, I landed here in the States at 3.5 years old, and you know, from there, it's just been a wonderful ride. And I came here. My father's a graduate of Oral Roberts University, left there and went back home to Jamaica where he and my mother met. My brother and I were born there. And he decided, you know what, I need to make a shift, and came back to Tulsa in 1978. And from there, my journey began. You know, I started school very early. I started school and started reading when I was pretty young, 3.5, 4 years old, and was ahead of myself academically speaking from then on. And have had wonderful experiences educationally speaking. My parents sought out an education that kind of mirrored the system they came from in Jamaica, which is the private school system. So I did start off in the private school system in the late 70s, early 80s, and moved on into public school, went through college, did a stint in law school, and found my way to becoming an educator myself, which was an unexpected path for me. Always endeavored to being an attorney. So, you know, for me, school was a safe place, an exciting place. I loved school. I thrived in school. And, you know, again, never thought that I would end up being on the other side of the desk, so to speak. I thought that, you know, I was the student perpetually, and I am still a lifelong learner, but love imparting knowledge to my kids and seeing them connect with information and expand through learning.
And that, and you know, that's what it's all about. You know, I myself am a person of life experience, you know, and just, you know, you pretty much have your hand in every bucket, but that's what it's all about, you know.
Sure.
Just, you know, being experiencing things in life. Because, you know, you can have all the degrees in the world, but if you don't got life experience, it really doesn't matter. So, you know,
that's
your
right.
story is definitely inspiring. Just, you know, coming from just, you know, from, you know, I know Jamaica personally, you know, I got family there, you know, my family's Caribbean,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're on the Belize
mm-hmm.
side, but you know, we all the same, so I know,
yes.
you know, the hustle that goes on in Jamaica. To everyone. I know a lot of people go to Jamaica and just go there to have a good time and sit at the resorts.
Right.
You have got to get out with the people. When I tell you,
That's
Jamaica
right.
is one of the biggest hustling countries that I have ever seen, and it's just inspiring
right.
How, you know, so many of the people there are just, you know, when they see an opportunity, when you guys see an opportunity, you guys get it
mm-hmm.
and run with it, and you guys do excel in every area. So, you know, like, and I'm expressing this because there are a lot of Jamaicans that are listening today, and I'm sure, you know, a lot of them want that opportunity, but, you know, to give them the words of encouragement and hope from, you know, one of their very own. So, you know, your story is absolutely inspiring, not only to, you know, me, myself, and our listeners, but, you know, just to everybody overall in your country also. You know, you guys make it happen. You guys are doers. So now you are a college coordinator with
mm-hmm.
a very dynamic school out in Tulsa. It's actually a very popular school nationwide. I think they have one out in Atlanta also. So to all you Atlanta
oh, yes.
listeners, here's the details on it, and call KIPP. So
yes.
talk a little more. What is KIPP?
So KIPP, as you alluded to in your intro, is Knowledge is Power Program. And KIPP is a set of schools nationwide. Specifically, we have 109 schools throughout the nation. And these schools were founded in the 90s by two gentlemen who were Teach for America teachers, Ivy League graduates, Mike Feinberg and David Levin. And they decided to found KIPP because what they saw happening in the school system in the inner city, specifically in the city of Houston, was not pleasing to them. And so they said, you know, we need to do something different. And they went about founding KIPP in a room in a school, basically got shoved into a small, dark classroom and made their way from there. And the premise of KIPP, basically, is that we serve educationally underserved minority students in inner city areas. And these children tend to be, many of them, not all, okay, by any means, tend to come to us below grade level in math and reading. And so what our thrust is to bring them not only up to speed, but beyond, and to prepare them to climb the mountain to college. That's one of our mantras, that we're preparing them to climb the mountain to college or to success, whatever that means for them. Not every child is a four-year college student, right? So whatever success looks like for them.
Right. And how neat that they have an educator like yourself with the education behind, underneath your belt, and the life experience, and you are part of an organization that teaches that. I see that you guys have one technique or program that kind of stands out to me. I'd like for you to talk a little more about that, and it's the evocative coaching. What is that all about?
Evocative coaching. Yes, you know, it's interesting. I was just introduced to evocative coaching recently in a leadership training cohort that I was part of. And it was in the last session. And as you mentioned, I'm an aspiring empowerment coach. working on certification in that area. And I'm very interested in getting to the heart of the matter. And so they talked about this technique, which is basically school leaders and or instructional coaches going and relating to educators, not only as it pertains to their educational practice, but getting to where they are as a person. How are you doing? You know, talk to me about what some of your struggles are. How can I help you? And really getting to the human factor of the situation and not just dealing with instructional practice and instructional technique and excellence.
Right. Well, that's really awesome. I don't know of a school just yet that has anything like that implemented. Now, KIPP is pretty much has about 109 schools in 20 different states, and in D.C. alone, serving about 32,000 students. How would someone go about student enrollment? But what I want to point out first to everyone, and I was kind of, you know, sending this out to the social media, is that, you know, this sounds like something I know people are like, how much does it cost? It is free, correct?
Absolutely free. It is free. They're a set of public charter schools, so there's no cost.
Right. And then open enrollment, how does that happen with the student enrollment? Do you have to be selected? Is there certain criteria? How does that work?
So we take who comes to us, but we function, specifically speaking for my school and many others, we function on a lottery system. And so our school here in Tulsa is 5th through 8th grades. Now, throughout the KIPP system, you have high schools, you have middle and elementary. We in this region have one school, which is a middle school. So we take our children based on a lottery basis coming into 5th grade, okay? From there, they are given return admission annually, unless they choose to take to leave KIPP. But from year to year, they do not have to reapply. They do not have to go through a lottery again. It is strictly for that first year, that entry year.
And then a lot of the classes of how you guys teach pretty much prep for college, correct? Can you talk a little more on that? How is that being done?
Great. So KIPP is a college preparatory program, and we focus a lot on rigor, and we focus on innovative techniques in the classroom. We focus on giving the children more time as far as instruction goes. So one thing that's very unique is that we're here from 7:15 in the morning until 5:15 in the evening. The kids actually leave at 5. Staff is here from 7:15 to 5. Instruction begins at 8 o'clock. We also do Saturday school 8 to 1. So you have that more time element. You also have room to innovate in your instructional methods and techniques. Certainly we adhere to state standards, but teachers have room to move, and you'll find that at the KIPP schools nationwide, there's a real variety among the offerings that the classes that are given as far as courses. You have your core classes, but then electives can run the gamut. Like I came into KIPP as a Spanish teacher, and I was the sole foreign language teacher here on campus. And so that gave the kids some exposure in that respect. You know, we have music, we have art. But I would say to you that we have educators coming in who are energetic, who are innovative and creative in the way that they approach instruction. And they're passionate.
And you guys have a very high success rate. About 90% of the KIPP middle schoolers have gone to college preparatory high schools, and 80%, which is a high percentage, of KIPP alumni have gone to college. Now, do you guys offer some kind of college tuition or help them, or, you know, how does that work, or it's just kind of just prepping them more on the education side, or do you guys have partners with other colleges that may can help them when it comes to the funding side for college?
Great question. So we don't, you know, speaking specifically again for our school, we don't offer any type of scholarship, and I don't know that any KIPP school in the network really has a scholarship developed at this time. I can't state that correctly for 100% surety, but I do know that one exciting effort that's going on right now is the college partnerships that are happening. We have college partners now, such as Tulane, such as the University of Houston, and others. Got another notice from the University of Pennsylvania that has partnered with KIPP. And what that means is that these schools look out for our students, and some do offer financial assistance specifically for KIPPsters. And that's really, like I said, a very exciting new project because it's just started in the last year. And our national college partnership manager, Megan Agazadian, is doing an amazing job. So shouts to her. But she's really been working that angle. Yeah, and we have about right now 10 partners. I don't want to misquote, but about 10.
Well, that's good to know, because, I see it every day. I'm sure you know too, but people are struggling, and money is short, and kids are having to drop out of school, and it's just ridiculous. The economy's turning slowly, but just not fast enough. So that is great information to know. We're gonna take a quick break, Tanil, and when we back, I want to talk a little more on ways people can help KIPP, because you guys do have a nonprofit side, correct?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Okay. And I want to talk a little more on that, because this is definitely a program that many should support. Scratch my back, I scratch yours. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Awesome.
Hi, I'm Kalithia. Build, grow, and enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
Well, welcome back, Build, Grow, and Enjoy Radio. It is 12:16 San Diego and Los Angeles, 3:16 Atlanta. I have Working Diva, speaking with Working Diva, on the move, educator of one of the nation's proven to succeed programs for our youth, putting them on the path of success, speaking on her journey of success, words of encouragement, inspiring. Lines are open, everyone, 347-215-8709, live chat, BillGrownEnjoy.com. So, Tanil, how can those that are listening help?
Absolutely. Well, I would say first and foremost, if you have a KIPP school in your area, swing by. The doors are always open. We love visitors. Come and see where your assistance is needed, whether it's in, manpower, whether it's that you can make a monetary donation. We at our school have a dynamic development director, and her name is Yolantris Collins, and she has done amazing things creating partnerships with great corporations here in Tulsa that donate to our school. So several of the schools have those types of partnerships, but you can always take out your checkbook and write another check. You can come and tutor a child. We need the presence of people dedicated to inspiring and enlightening our kids. Be a big brother, big sister, and come and spend time with these children in the afternoon. I think that's one of the most valuable types of contributions that I've seen here at the school over the last 7 years is the presence of people from the community, more so than just their dollars, but their presence and their hands-on, mind-on approach to our kids.
Right, right. And that's what it's all about. That is what it is all about. And as mentioned, I think that I'm sure, because I had a couple of people just mention this to me. It was funny, prior to coming in the air, of the KIPP that's in Atlanta, and they're in a waiting list because so many want to get a part, be a part of the program. I'm definitely going to go check you guys out in Atlanta. I think this
love
is
that.
A dynamic program and so needed with our youth. So is there anything else you'd like to share? I know you guys have events, you guys have other little things going on in Tulsa, but I know overall, I'm pretty sure that most of you guys are on the same, curriculum or program, just adjusted for each city. But is there anything else you'd like to share that I may not have touched that you would like to share with the listeners?
Well, so, I think one thing I would say is that if you're interested in becoming involved as an educator at KIPP, there's opportunity for that. We are always looking for qualified, dedicated, passionate educators to come on board. So go to KIPP.org, careers section. Look how you can get involved and become one of those inspiring educators, I would say. Again, stop by. Go and visit your local KIPP. Learn about what's going on. Learn about the children who are coming to these schools. Learn about their needs. Don't stay away. They are like any other child. They deserve a chance to be expanded, enlightened, and to be touched and to be successful. And we need your help to do that. Every KIPP school looks a little different. I mean, we have basically the same outlook, the same mantras, the same belief system, but we each have specific needs and a specific feel and look. Go and see how you can get involved.
Well, it doesn't stop there with you, because in June you have something big coming up, right? What is that?
Well, if you're speaking about the shift I'm about to make, I am actually at this point getting ready to transition into another phase of my career and my education. Personally, I am starting a master's in human relations this fall, as well as I am shifting to a private school here in Tulsa. After 7 years of involvement with KIPP, I'm moving into a position at a school called Holland Hall, which is a private Episcopal school. It's not a Christian school, but it's affiliated with the Episcopal Church. And I'm moving into the position of Assistant Director of Admissions, and I'm so thrilled because I was a student at that school 30 years ago, third through fifth grade, and have an opportunity now to go there. And from what I know, I will be the first administrator of color in the history of this school that touched my life so deeply when I was a little girl with a little Jamaican accent and two pigtails. So it's huge for me. It means a lot to me. And we'll get to work, in fact, closely with one of my own teachers who was my third grade teacher there and is now in the second grade. So it's just a really special shift for me.
Well, congratulations to you. I think
Thank
it's
you.
Well-deserved, and I know they
Thank
are going
you.
To enjoy having you. Now,
Thank
before
you.
We conclude
yes.
the show, can you give a little words of encouragement, Miss Empowerment Coach?
Absolutely. So the first thing that comes to my mind is passion. And, you know, there's a lot of talk out there about purpose. You might have seen Oprah's Life class going on and Bishop Jakes, but a few years ago I wrote an essay and I called it Purpose is Pure Passion. And what I meant by that was
Love
your
it.
Purpose stems from the accurate space of passion that you have about something, something that gets your energy up. Like right now I'm excited just being able to share any words of encouragement because that's what I live to do. And so get into that place where you know this is my groove, this is what I feel good doing, this is how I add to the world, this is how I add to others, and go ahead and find ways to expand that and find ways to have more opportunity to work in that space and from that space of passion. Always be a lifelong learner. Be open. Be someone who listens, because we should seek to understand before we seek understanding. And really just be somebody who is connected to your truth, yourself, and also inspire others to be connected to theirs and to function from those places of truth and honesty.
Powerful. Very powerful. Very, very, very powerful. Well, it is just been absolutely an honor, you know, one of the greatest to have you just on the air today with your story, your journey.
Thank you.
I'm going to once
you.
Again say continued blessings as you
Thank
are
you.
On your go forth on in your calling and commitment to our youth. We need more people like you. Thank you for, you know, sharing the information on the show today. I'm sure it's going to change at least one life. There's a lot of people that's tuning in because so many people are down and out, and this is what they need to hear. There's hope.
Yes.
Hope keeps
yes.
going. So just continued yes. blessings.
Thank
Girl, you.
And to you.
That's all I can say. Just thank you for joining us and sharing this information and continued blessings.
Thank you, and thank you for your inspiration, and shouts to my cousin Marcel, who created this connection. I'm so, just love him so much, and thank you, Kalithia. Blessings to
yeah.
you.
Yeah, gotta tell him too. What's up, Marcel, boo? That's my
I love
boo.
You more.
Love him to death.
Me too.
Oh, boy. Well, you have a great, great time in your transition. You know, I'm always here. You know how to contact me. And just, you know,
yes.
go forth, girlfriend, because you are definitely a working diva on the move.
Thank you. And we are in touch, as I like to say. Blessings to you and success, continued success.
Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Well, knowledge is power, everyone. Assign yourself. No shortcuts. No excuses. Excuses. KIPP. You can check it out. More information about this dynamic program that is being offered through KIPP on BillGrownEnjoy.com. So that's going to conclude our show for today, everyone. And for those of you that are listening, I know that you guys are asking, how do you share the show? BillGrownEnjoy.com. Click listen. You can download. You can Facebook share it. Anything and everything you want to do through www, World Wide Web. So on BillGrownEnjoy.com, just click listen. Archive show will be up and running after the show. You can also get more information about KIPP and the guest contact group. So as I'm going to always say, thank you all for tuning in and taking the first steps to success. Be sure to get on over to BillGrownEnjoy.com. Join as a member. So you can keep up with the updates and keep in the loop of all the things that are going on, because we're moving fast. So, you know, we're all in that time of microwave life. So, you know, get the messages, you know, you can get them emailed to you directly if you're a part of the membership. And the membership is free. So just remember that it's free. So we'll be back on Monday, everyone. Marketing and PR consultant, CEO of Inspired Consultant, Mr. Marvis Scott, live from Atlanta, also known as Scotty Scott. He will be on the air to discuss how his firm is not only helping businesses and individuals grow, but also how he has committed to the new movement and stopping youth violence. So have a blessed day, everyone. Live up the rest of your week. And as always, enjoy.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.